Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, give you those keys that will hopefully unlock that door to your happiness. Man, a lot of people are locked away from their happiness, but you know what? I think a lot of people are waking up to it and starting to realize that you have control. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, hey, share it anyway. Get it out there. We need to get more positivity. There's over half a million people in our loop here sharing the positivity, and it's growing. The planet is getting more positive. It is. You can, if you really look, you can see it. If you like it, share it. Just share it out there. Share the podcast. Come on. That music you heard in the beginning of the show, that was written by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications, especially for the podcast. Thank you. Thank you, Robert, for writing that for the show. Schultzmusic.com. Check it out. It's coming up to Christmas time. You know, you didn't get your last minute gifts and you want something different. You need to go to the website and pick up something from the merch side of the website. BePositivePodcast.com. I say it 1,000 times. Click on the merch tab and then pick something up. Come on, before Christmas. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, man. The book is obviously not going to make it out in time for Christmas. I'm dragging my feet. Hopefully, it's going to be worth the wait. But I want it to be good. I want it to be worth keeping. All right? So, the positive perspective, it'll be coming out next year, 2021. We need something after the first of the year. So, I'm not going to give a perfect, a certain date because obviously, I can't hold my word on that. But anyway, if you've got something you got to talk about, or you want me to talk about, or you just want to get something off your chest, or maybe you want to say, hey, Nat, Merry Christmas, or Happy New Year. Text me at 304-506-3332. I'd love to hear from you. It's great. Or if you got a story that you think would help other people, I do, my whole show is revolving around stories now. Most of the time, 75% of the time. These shows come from you. So if you want to get your story on the show, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll put it on a show and I'll give you a shout out too. Just like Chris listening on iHeart. Hey, Chris, thanks for taking the time to let me know you're checking out the show. Now we get to the part of the show where I look on my screen and you know what it says, thought for the day. And again, I haven't put anything up there. We should be used to this by now, right? Okay, the thought for today is don't wait for the right time to do something. Say you want to start a business or you want to ask somebody out on a date or ask somebody to marry you or ask for a raise. Don't wait for the right time. You know why? Because there's never the right time. So the thought for today is don't wait. Don't wait. Go for it. Go for it, man. Life is short. Go for it. At least the only thing that they could say is no, for God's sakes, right? All right, this show is going to be a little bit different. I'm just going to address a bunch of a few texts and letters that you guys have write in, and some of them are just questions also, and others are just comments. So the first one goes, I applied for a promotion a year ago to advance my career and earn more money. This job is not what I expected, and I regret accepting the job. I hate getting out of bed in the morning. I don't have an appetite and dread Sunday nights because I have to get up in the morning. I want to quit, but I haven't found a job opening that pays equal or more than what I'm currently making. Should I quit and take a job that pays less just to get out of my circumstances? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in a job that's paying well and you're not happy, then it's not right. It won't work. Why work and be unhappy? You can actually eat shit with your money and make less money and maybe not have all the luxuries and be happier and get to a different job. If it's not what you want, why stay in it? Think about that for a second. You know, life, you don't know if you're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow or you're going to live to be 100. You don't know. So you can't take that chance. And you're in a job that you hate going to. You obviously hate it now. You wanted the promotion. You wanted that new career. You wanted the more money. You got it. And now you hate it. So forget about the money and start thinking about your happiness, because you can work 10 years, 20 years and be turn into a millionaire and make a lot of money. But if you're not happy, what good is it? What good is it if you have all this money? Then you're going to try to buy happiness and you're never going to experience true happiness because you're always going to be hating your job. So if you have an opportunity to get a job that you will like, that you can wake up to and go, oh, being creative. I'm actually being a part of this or I like what this job is. I like it. The pay isn't great, but I'm happy. Your happiness, you can't put a price tag on your happiness. I'm sorry. This whole show is about being positive and staying positive and being happy. And by working a job that you hate, that you can't even get up in the morning for, why do that to yourself? Why do that to yourself? It's your life and you have the choice. And you obviously know what you want to do because you said, should I quit and take a job that pays less just to get out of my circumstances? Well, you asking that question tells me that yes, you want to quit that job. You just want someone else to tell you it's okay. I'm telling you, follow your heart to be happy. If you're not happy at your job and you have an opportunity to work and you can, maybe change your lifestyle because the money's different, but you can work at a job that's you're happier, even if you have less and you have less cash in your pocket and maybe you start living check to check with a little bit of savings, a little bit of cushion, but you're happy, man, you can't put a price on that. You cannot, because it increases your health. It increases your happiness, your positivity. You're able to focus more on your future instead of worrying about the job that you hate. And then as you're doing that job that you love, you're going to be creating that positive energy and other ideas are going to come to you that you're thinking of and ways to maybe change a different position, a different job, or something will come up because you're going to have that positive energy of surrounding you. You're going to have that aura around you. But in your other job, being negative, you're going to be pissed off at work. You're not going to be happy no matter how much money you make, obviously. And so you're just going to attract that negativity and breed more negativity. And then you'd be, it's going to affect your health. It's going to affect your personal life and it'll suck. So, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but I think I just did. So, all right. That's one of the letters. All right. Okay. We got a couple questions. Also, whoever wrote that in, I hope I helped you out a little bit. So write back and let me know what you decide. Because I choose happiness over money. I don't need stinking money. We don't need the stinking money. Anyway. A couple questions. One of them comes from the text line. Why do you do the podcast? Okay, why do I do the podcast? Why do I do this podcast? Is it just to hear myself talk? That's part of it. I'll be honest. No, but I do it because of the feedback I get from people who are listening. I've always been a positive person. Not always, but I've a very positive and happy person, and I feel the drive to share it, and it's kind of like become a mission. It didn't start off that way, but it's affecting so many people in such a positive way, and it's intense, and I love the fact that I can help and give back to the world. So that's why I do the podcast, because I like giving back and helping people to find their happiness. All right. Next question. Let's see. Have you always been happy and positive? Well, nobody's always happy and always positive. If that's the case, then they're insane. So I'm only partly insane. So no, have I always been happy and positive? I've had sad times, and not been positive. When I was 10 years old and my father passed away, I was pissed off at the world. I hated God. I was very self-centered and got egotistical for quite a few years and, became very into myself, and I was still a good person. But walk that fine line of conceit and confidence, a very, very fine line that I walked. But I haven't always been happy and positive, but I've never been depressed. I've always been glad to be alive. Wake up every day and I'm always happy that I got to wake up. You know, it's always been a thing since I was a kid. Oh, I got to wake up again. Cool. That's weird, isn't it? Anyway. All right. So that's that. I hope I helped you out there. And one more. Here it is. Let me read this. What if I just can't get motivated? Well, because you just said the C word, I can't get motivated. You gave yourself the excuse by saying, I can't do it. When you say you can't do it, you're absolutely right. That old saying that somebody smart said, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. So if you think I can't get motivated, then you won't get motivated. Because you have to reaffirm what you're telling yourself. When you tell yourself to do something and you tell your subconscious that you can do something or you can't do something, the instant that you say that and you believe it and you internalize it and emotionalize it, your subconscious goes to work saying, okay, we have to accomplish this. We have to do this. You can do this. You can lose weight. I can lose weight. Okay, well, and I'm going to lose weight. Well, then the subconscious goes, well, crap, now we got to do it. And, you know, as soon as you believe it and internalize it, and then it starts to happen. But when you say, you know, I tried to lose weight, but I can't. Right there, you can't. Because you physically can. It's that mentally you can't. And getting control of your mind and becoming aware of your thoughts and where you put your attention in your mind in the different areas. It's like a big room in your mind. And there over here to the right is anger. Then there's lust, and there's happiness and sadness and envy. And they're all in like different rooms all around you. Right. And your awareness is the glowing ball of light in the center. And wherever that ball, you get angry, that ball of light goes into that section with the anger. So your attention is on the anger section. Look, they could be rooms if you want to look at it, visualize it that way. So now that room is lit up. The room with anger is lit up with your awareness. And if you say, wait a minute, I don't want to be in this room. And you take that away and you think of something happy, and the light moves, the awareness moves into the happy room. You start focusing on that and not focusing on the anger. And then you realize that once you start sitting down and actually controlling your mind and telling your feelings where that you want them to go, then that's when you will start to get control of your mind and be happy. Now, I can do it a lot of the times, but there's sometimes I'm only human for now. I'm only human, but I can control it most of the time. Sometimes I just can't. There's an emotion. There's an anger. There's a depression or whatever it is that I just can't control for a little while. Maybe because I don't want to, and I want to experience that. You know, so I think subconsciously you may want to experience that so you can feel that hurt so you can get over it. So that way, that's the way I do it anyway. It's kind of weird anyway. So, but if you say you can't, you can't. So don't say that. You can do it. All right. Well, that turned into the whole show there. The questions, I appreciate you guys asking questions. If you got any more questions, I love to hear them. I love to answer them. About me, about my personal life, about my music, about the podcast, about your life, about aliens, about infinite intelligence. But we're keeping politics off the show. All right. Just text it to me, 304-506-3332. Send me your question. I want to hear what you got. You got a question, right? You're thinking, you know what? I want to ask him this. What the hell has he got to say to this? So do that. Hey, try to go to the website before Christmas and pick something up for somebody, the positive stuff. Click on the merch. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate everybody listening to the show. And Chris, listening on iHeart, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. There's a double shout out for Chris. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.